The visit comes after I met those colleagues in Letterkenny at a conference on Brexit, and a great deal of work has been done by the two county councils about the impact it will have on the region, on the lives of citizens. And out of that meeting, it was decided that it would be really helpful for them to come to Brussels to speak to those who are negotiating on behalf of the European Union on Brexit, and to listen to the process to date and to outline what's happening. But more importantly, to put their case directly to those of us in the Parliament who are working on Brexit and to those in the Commission. There will be 2 days of meetings, and I really think it's important that the message about the negative consequences of Brexit on the border region ring home loud and clear, because there are many concerns about what might happen in the event of a hard or bad Brexit.
And there has been much concern that a hard border may be imposed, so this will no doubt be top of the agenda.
Of course there's huge concerns about the possibility of a hard border, but I think what's very important for us all to remember is that the European Union is deeply committed to the peace process in Northern Ireland and to continuing the state of play today, which is where we have a good relationship and no hard border. There's no circumstances, as somebody who represents Donegal and the Midlands Northwest constituency, there's no circumstances in which I could ever allow a hard border to return. There are many, many things that have to be done to make sure that we get the results that we all desire.